This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rolling through the 7 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with you. Dusty's off today. He is playing golf. He's at Bethpage Black on Long Island getting a preview of the U.S. Open.
Ooh,
so
lucky.
He is out there. How about that, right? He
so
gets to play
cool,
Bethpage
man.
Black. We sent the jet for him, picked him up this morning, and took him there to Long Island. He's playing the course, and he'll fly back after the round. I think they were teeing off at like 9 o'clock Eastern time this morning, so about an hour or so.
Gotcha.
They'll be teeing off at Bethpage Black, and then Dusty will fly back after the 18 holes, be back later on this afternoon. and he will be back tomorrow. So coming back on a Friday, you got to love having that Friday. Take the day off, Dusty.
Dusty, no.
That's the veteran move right there. I got a golf tournament on Thursday. Probably not going to be ready for Friday. So, and with the flight back from Long Island and whatnot, it's about a 3.5-hour flight after playing Bethpage Black. So congratulations to him for getting the opportunity to play that course. I was hoping yesterday... Went for a heart scan yesterday, by the way. That's what you do at my age, right?
Yes. You're right.
Well, I will tell you my, what do they call that in my heart, my plaque? The number is doubled from where it was 2 years ago.
What is that bad?
Well, I was at a 1 and now I'm at a 2 on a scale of 100.
Okay. Bob, stop. You had me scared. You had the listeners on the edge of their seat this morning. What's going on with Bob?
I texted my mother yesterday. I got my heart scan back. My calcium score has doubled from 2 years ago. And my mother, okay, what was it? 2? Oh, rolls her eyes. Text my wife yesterday. I said, like, I got my calcium score back. She goes, how was I? He said, when you get home, we'll have a conversation.
It's huge.
Do you think she asked about my calcium score when she got home?
No.
Did not, no.
Because she knows you're trolling.
Right, yes. She goes, what is it? I finally asked. She goes, I go on a 2. She goes, is that good or bad? I'm like, well, it's on a scale of 100. Okay, we're on to something else, right? So it's very, do that for yourself. Get your colonoscopy. Get a heart scan. Those are the things that can save your life.
Yeah, same,
right?
Doing it earlier and earlier, right? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no harm in doing these things early at all. Get yourself checked out and get yourself healthy and ready to go. And so I was getting ready to go. I had a 2:45 heart scan appointment, which, gotcha. By the way, I'm just going to say this right now. Do old people just go to the doctor? I mean, I walked in yesterday. It was a bunch of old people just sitting there.
Yeah, that's where they hang out.
And then it's all husband and wives. So they call the wife, the husband goes back too. They call the husband, the wife goes back.
For sure.
She's got to listen, so he knows what's going on.
It's
I guess
a classic.
They all have 3/4 pants on, like the retired teacher pants, as I call them, with my kids. They're all sitting there in this waiting room. I'm like, oh my God, I'm the only person under 70 in this place, right? And so go in about 2:45 for the appointment. I'm driving over and started the day watching this baseball team play yesterday against the Washington Nationals. And as soon as I turned it on, boom, grand slam home run, and the Royals are down 5-0. Yep. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Start the game.
Yeah, that's not a great way to start the game, but they fought back. And
they did.
Very fun game yesterday, right?
It was.
Fun baseball game yesterday.
They showed heart. They showed a couple of different things, both on the base path and on defense. It was fun.
Yeah, I thought they were going to win that game yesterday.
And
when they were down 5-0, I was almost like, they're going to win this thing. They'll figure it out, right? And they almost did. And you got to give them credit for almost figuring it out and winning that one yesterday. But they didn't. And they still lost, and now they're back below 500 again, right? And so I'm thinking, like, God, we really want this team to do good. Everybody's rooting for this team. What's not working right now? What has to happen? And for me, what has to happen, and this is going to sound, I don't know, maybe harsh, maybe not, we need Bobby Witt to get back to his July and August of 2024 and carry this team. And that's what your guy, who's the $330 million player, has to do. When you make the money, the expectation is different, right? The expectation is no longer just be a nice player, we can root for you and all that kind of stuff. The expectation is when we give you the cash, you give us the wins, right? That's kind of how that works. Look across the parking lot with Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones, your three highest paid players are your three most important, biggest producing players on the field. And the difference this year, it's not the MJ Melendezes of the world or the Michael Masseys of the world or the Connor Tehans of the world or whoever else you want to throw into the mix. The reason the Royals are where they are is because we have not seen that hot streak from Bobby Witt Jr. yet. Last July and August, and this is going to be impossible to do again, in July and August last year, he hit a combined 389. He hit like 470 in the month of July.
Yeah,
and
it's absurd.
And that's nuts. I'm not asking for that, but we need Bobby Witt to get closer to that than where he is right now. And if he gets closer to that, then that's the best way, in my opinion, that this team has to make the postseason this year.
Yeah, you look at all the offensive categories like I was doing so yesterday. He's like top 25 in a lot of things, but he's not top 10 in anything. And you're talking about a top 3 baseball player in the world. You'd expect him to be top 10 in some of those offensive statistical categories. The only one that he's first in is doubles. I think we talked all morning about the standard being set high for certain players. You mentioned the big three over there in Arrowhead across the parking lot.
Yeah.
Those three, the highest paid. Those are also three of the leaders, the biggest leaders on this team. And that's something that I'd like to see from Bobby Wood. I feel like we almost make excuses for his lack of vocalization to the team because he's a quiet guy. That's Bobby. He shows it on the field. Yeah. This team needs it right now.
Yeah.
When I was watching the quarterback and they were showing Joe Burrow and he was talking about, I'm just not really much of a vocal leader. It takes a lot for me to do that. I was watching that going, well, your team's 4-8 or 4-6 or whatever they are right now. They need that from you.
Right.
I want that for my quarterback. I want that for my best baseball player and one of the best baseball players in the world. When the time gets going, when times are rough, like you need to step up and kind of get out of your box a little bit. Maybe not be exactly who you are. You've got to step up and say, hey, guys, I know I'm not always the one, you know, making these speeches, but right now here's what we need to do. And I don't know if we see that from him. I kind of feel like we just kind of keep him in his box. Oh, that's not really Bobby.
Right. Right.
It's not who he is.
The other thing that can't happen is Vinny getting hurt. I've just been so impressed by Vinny Pasquantino. I mean, I'm developing the admiration for Vinny Pasquantino that I feel like I have for Travis Kelce. Like when you see that guy walk in, you know things are going to be good. You know you're going to have a good time. You know you're going to have fun. And you know you're going to get the job done.
Yeah.
And I give Vinny Pasquantino so much credit for realizing after the first month of the season, I got to put down the TikToks. I got to put down the videos. I got to put down all the off-the-field stuff. And I got to focus on what I need to do on the field. And since he did that, Vinny Pasquantino's been a machine.
Red hot.
That dude in the first two games against the Nationals could do no wrong. Two home runs, nine RBIs. Yeah. Like, I feel like Vinny Pasquantino, how do I say this the right way to not offend people? He's the heart and soul of that organization right now. And I think he was the heart and soul of that organization last year. Because when he got hurt,
everything went down, man.
Everything nosedived. Yep. And that's not saying he's the captain because that's Salvi. That's not saying he's the best player because Bobby Wood is still the best player on this team. But I think Vinny Pasquantino is the heart and soul. He's the heartbeat, if you will, of the Kansas City Royals. He is the spark plug. He is that guy that you look to for life and for fun and, you know, to help you out. And he's shaving with butter. And I love all that kind of stuff, you know, about Vinny Pasquantino. He's the guy that you can't afford to have out of this lineup. You cannot afford to have him, his bat, his energy, his personality, everything about him. You cannot have that guy out of this lineup. He is such a difference maker for this organization in ways that only as fans you really understand the difference that Vinny Pasquantino makes for this team. Because the numbers wouldn't say he's doing things, you know, that are outstanding, out of the ordinary, you know, anything like that. But you just know his presence is different for this team. We need Vinny Pasquantino.
Well, and he's clearly infectious to the team, too. He's contagious. His energy, everything is contagious for the team. I don't know if the same could be said about Bobby Witt right now. I mean, I think you asked me off the air yesterday, like, what's a moment you remember from Bobby Witt? And I was like, offensively, there's not a lot that come to mind. I know defensively, I can think of a million this season of the Superman diving catches.
Right.
Phenomenal. None of us are saying he doesn't have one of the best gloves, not one of the best players in baseball. It's not what we're saying. No. I don't think that's the point here. I think the point is the energy and what he does for this team from a leadership standpoint and how he can help this team actually win baseball games.
Right.
And I think that's something that's lacking right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that's lacking, and you and I were talking about this yesterday, since Lugo signed that contract.
Jeez, man.
BBL stinky. I mean, since he signed that contract, he had a game against Toronto. They lost 4 2/3. Game against Minnesota. They lost 4 innings. Yesterday, they lost 4 innings. Gave up 7 runs, 6 earned yesterday. 7 runs, 7 earned the day before. Since he signed that contract, he has not been good. And I'm not saying they never should have signed him because I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. But
it's interesting. As soon as he signed that contract, Seth Lugo has taken that roller coaster ride down to the bottom. He needs to start going back up as well and becoming that stopper that he was up until the last couple of starts. Everybody goes through rocky points, and I'm not ready to throw the bathwater out on Seth Lugo or anything like that. But these last couple of games have been very concerning from a pitching standpoint. Hasn't been able to get out of the fifth inning.
If there were two outs and the Royals were down one and there was a man on second, who would you want on base?
Say that again.
Royals are down one. There's a man on second. The Royals are up to bat. Two outs. Who do you want up to bat?
Garcia.
Okay. That's what I thought you'd say. was just wondering.
I love him.
I know you do.
I'm in love.
I'm not saying you're wrong either. I don't know if that may be my answer too. I think that is telling.
Yeah, I think it is.
That is your answer.
But he's so good. He is so good. He is so underrated. Mikel Garcia is so good. Love watching that guy play. He had a down year last year, but the year prior he was really good too. Took a down step, talked to George Brett, fixed the swing. He's hitting 300.
Look at that.
And maybe we have the best left side of the infield, yes, in all of Major League Baseball. Coming up, we'll talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. We'll get his take on the podcast from last night, his take on the Chiefs. And if there's one player in the NFL that he's not buying, we'll tell you who that is next.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals Baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we're headed into week two of the NFL preseason. Everybody's excited except, well, for the Chiefs. They're not playing anybody in game two of the preseason because they're like, yeah, we got to go to Seattle. We're tired of traveling, so nobody's going to play in this one, and we'll see you for game three. But, I mean, we're getting closer and closer to the start of the NFL season. What's caught your interest so far through the first week or so of preseason?
Yeah, so I love the overreaction, which you know is coming. Like, we know we've done this long enough, Bob, and it's great to be on with you again, but it's like the Shedeur Sanders story is wonderful. Like, he played against a bunch of guys that would be doing DoorDash and played well, and then everyone's like, well, is he going to be the QB1? And then the Browns released the depth chart. He's still fourth on the depth chart. So that was a great story. Cam Ward, the number one pick of the Titans, announcing they have a top five wide receiver core. I enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty good. That's a solid story. And, you know, some of these holdout things have been pretty good. Jerry Jones, yet again, the gift that keeps giving. Jerry saying the quiet part out loud about how, you know, we're a 365-day-a-year soap opera, and that's what we are. It's like, yes, he's being transparent. You should respect Jerry Jones. He's telling you his intentions. Believe him. So those are a few stories that stand out. And, of course, I know I'm sure you guys have talked about this a bunch, and the famous podcast drop with Kelsey and, mm-hmm. and all. That's gotten a lot of attention. So it's been pretty good. I get, you know, some years are better than others. I think this has been a pretty solid exhibition season in terms of storylines and things to talk about. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, it really has. And you mentioned the podcast from last night. And yeah, we've talked a lot about it already this morning. I every day I hear Travis and Taylor and I think about this and I'm just like, I still can't believe it's been 2+ years now and we're still living in this world where they are still the most important, powerful couple, not just in the United States, but in the world. I mean, we had Andy Reid on last week, a week ago, for Travis Kelce Day. And he goes, well, now that the Queen's dead, she's the most important woman in the world, you know, something to that extent. I'm like, I'm stunned by it. We've never seen anything like this. And we all sat there for 2 hours last night and watched every minute of the podcast.
Yeah, so I'm one of the few people that hasn't watched the whole thing. I've seen the highlights. I've seen the clips. I didn't have time because I was doing my show to get ready. I didn't have time to watch the whole thing, but it is wild. I did lose the bet, Bob. I'm one of the people. I said, well, they'll maybe make it through the season, but they're not going to still be together. No, the off season, they got to hang out together. There's no way. And yeah, they're still going strong. And, you know, if this keeps going, you know where this is headed. You know, imagine that wedding. Holy cannoli, what that will be like. Oh, my goodness. If they have a public wedding, that'll be like, as you said, royalty, you know, and they do the royal events. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. People will blow their minds thinking about what that's going to be like, watching that and all the details. So if they keep going, that's where that's headed, I would assume. Well,
you've been to Arrowhead for a football game last year for the Denver game. We all remember what that was like. What do you think it would be like if Taylor and Travis decided they were going to get married at Arrowhead and it was free admission, right? Like, what do you think that scene would be like?
Well, I loved Arrowhead. That was one of the coolest sports fans experience I've ever had. So I can only imagine that it wouldn't be big enough, though. Like, it's nice. You need something bigger. I don't know. What is the largest stadium you could possibly find? Like, there are so many fans of Taylor Swift. And, you know, obviously Travis has a lot of fans, too. But she's got more. So, I mean, you could get, I don't know, 200,000 people. You get more than that. We want to. It's like they always talk about the Cubs when they won the World Series, the largest mass of humanity in the modern world. Like, I don't think I'm embellishing by saying she's that famous. Like, everywhere I go in my travels, like this, everyone knows who she is. Like, that's in the modern world. in social media, we've got like 18 gazillion TikTok stars and Instagram stars. And I don't know who 99% of those people are, but the guys like me, we know Taylor Swift. People that are in that world know Taylor Swift. So it's just next level. So
yeah, it really is, Ben. I mean, and then for all the TikTok stars, I don't care that I don't know any of them. I'm to that point in my life. I don't give a rip who any of these TikTok stars are. And I don't lose any sleep over it. My life is not worse because of it either, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Like, I know a few of them. You know, I've YouTube people. Like, I learned a couple years ago who Mr. Beast is, so I'm kind of cool that way. I know who Mr. Beast is, so I've reached that level. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot out there. There's, it's you got to limit it a little bit. You know, it's like as I go to Costco, they only have two of each item. You know, two brands of ketchup, two brands of mayo. I'm good in that world. They limit it. That's, I like that.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 96.5, The Fan. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on Fox Sports Radio as well. And you'd mentioned Cam Ward, and people forget, and maybe people don't even know, he was the number one pick in the draft. I've never seen a number one pick coming into the NFL, especially at the quarterback position, with literally nobody talking about him. Like, Cam Ward's got to be loving this preseason.
Yeah, there's no like, hey, what's he going to look like? You know, how's he going to perform? Like, and that's usually what that comes with, the number one pick. And my theory is, that the people in the NFL know, like, he was a year ago was going to be like a second or a third round pick. And then he got bumped up because somebody had to be picked at, as a quarterback at number one. It's like nobody's really expecting him to be that great. Which is actually, as you said, it's a blessing because the low expectations. If he comes out there and lights the world on fire, it's like, oh, why were we sleeping on Cam Ward? You know, what's going on with that? And it's not like, if you look at that division, the Titans division, it's not like there's an invincible mountain they can't climb in that division. Jacksonville's a middling team. Right? The Colts don't have they have Daniel Jones and Richardson. And then the Texans are pretty good, but they're still, I'm still not completely in on them. So there's some opportunity there for the Titans and Cam Ward. And I hope he's pretty good. I don't think he's going to be good, but I hope he's good, Bob, because he's got loose lips. He'll say stuff that other quarterbacks will not say, and that's good for us. So I hope he turns out to be pretty good, because from a content standpoint, like, that's sign me up for that. I'm in.
Yeah, and that's why I loved what Shedeur Sanders did the other night. You know, we kind of talked about him at the beginning, but I mean, what he did the other night is great for the NFL. It's great for the storylines. It's great for what Jerry Jones let us behind the closed door and talked about, the soap opera that goes on, you know, in the NFL. We've all talked about it. Hearing an owner say that is great as well. But also, Shedeur Sanders, the NFL's better if Shedeur Sanders is a starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah, and then you had the thing with the reporter where it's like, did he confront the reporter? The guy, the talk show guy's like, well, Tony Grassi said, I confronted him, and I there's conflicting reports on what actually happened. I love that part of the story too with Shedeur Sanders, because I know back in the day, and I know you've dabbled in this world too, Bob, where you go into the locker room, and I had players who got into my face. And they were like, well, they always were the guys, I don't listen to sports radio. And I said, well, what do you care what I say? But my family does. You know, I get that. I would get that back in the day. So I'm still not sure exactly how that played out, but that was a nice part to it. So that was pretty good. And then, you know, we still have some other stories that could blow up here with Tyreek Hill in Miami. That's a tinderbox with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's going to be a hot mess in Miami. They don't listen to the coach, and Tua's hanging on by a thread. If they get rid of the coach, they're going to get rid of Tua. So that's interesting. And then you've got teams that are god awful, like the Saints, that have no chance. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there really is. And I think one of the other big things, kind of for me, that's going on is my I'm leaning towards Denver being one of the better teams in the AFC this year. I'm not saying they're winning the division or anything like that, but it's fair to say, and could kind of make the case, Denver could be the fourth best AFC team this year.
Yeah, I think Denver, I look at Jim Harbaugh also as a regular season team. Now, I don't trust Herbert in the playoffs. He's had two playoff games. They've been a hot mess. But in the regular season, Jim Harbaugh's teams, you know, another year building the roster, building the offensive line, that's a pretty competitive AFC West, because Pete Carroll, the Raiders aren't going to be an embarrassment like they've been. Like the Raiders, I thought the Raiders were going to be better last year. Pete Carroll at least have the Raiders competitive. Like they'll be average. And then, I think the Broncos are pretty good. I'm still not all in on Bo Nix. He played much better than I thought last year. So Sean Payton appears to know what he's doing. He knew what he was doing in New Orleans. And so, yeah, I think the AFC West is absolutely stacked. And the Chiefs, it's odd saying this because they got to the Super Bowl last year, but their offense was not particularly good for most of the season last year. So if they're better on offense this year, then it's the great equalizer. So it's the drama of the NFL.
All right, Ben, before we let you go, who's that team player maybe that you're looking at and going, I'm not buying this in the preseason right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple of things that stand out about this. The one that I will throw out, at the Minnesota Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, there's been a lot of hype about him. You know, he played great last year. He didn't play that great in the first game this year, but there's a lot of buzz. The Vikings are going to be fine with J.J. McCarthy. I'm not there yet. I'm not completely sold on that. And, I mean, they were able to win with Sam Darnold, which seems like that's – you talk about impossible things. So you figure they should be able to win with McCarthy. But they're also at a position there in Minnesota where there's going to be some kind of fall off, right? They overachieved last year. And as we all know watching these sports, typically when a team overachieves, the next year there's a regression to the mean. So I'm not in on that. I'm not completely sold on the Vikings with McCarthy.
Well, Ben, enjoy watching the second place Dodgers, and we will talk to you again next week.
They suck, Bob. So I don't want to talk about them. Dave Roberts doesn't care. Thank you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All right, it is One Word starring Mac Morey Jr. here on 96.5 The Fan.
Junior to who?
I don't know. It sounded good.
I do like that, yeah.
Yeah, so Dusty is off today. He is. He got the opportunity to go down play Augusta today. So
oh,
he was. How cool is
wow.
that, right? So he took the day off. He's got a golf thing going on. He got the opportunity to go play
That's
Augusta.
That's incredible.
So he's going down there to do that, play a little bit down there where they take on the Masters. And it's cool to go down there. I guess this time of year, it's not real crowded. It's kind of hot. So he had the opportunity to do that. So we let him go. He's playing Augusta today.
As
He'll be
should.
Back tomorrow. Yeah.
Don't know why he's coming back tomorrow, but I'm glad that he went there. You know, that's on him. One word. The Royals started down 5-0 in the first inning, came back. Man, they had tied 7-7, ended up losing that game 8-7. Estevez couldn't quite hold it down there in the ninth inning, them scoring that leading run to win the game. One word.
BBL stinky. BBL stinky. And that's the word that I'll use for that game yesterday, because that was one of those days, man. It was moving day yesterday, right? You're right here. It's moving day. Are we going forward?
Yep.
Or are we going back? Yep. And they went back yesterday. And so now with the off day today, the White Sox are coming in. Hopefully you get to the White Sox bullpen. No bullpen has blown more leads this year than the Chicago White Sox. I think they have 38 losses attributed to their bullpen not getting the job done. So now, you know, I said yesterday, take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. Well, now you got to sweep the Chicago White Sox. You can't afford to give these games back, right? You're not getting any movement in the standings, and you had an opportunity to get above 500. Give yourself a hair of breathing room. And you weren't able to do that yesterday. And it started right from the beginning. It was 5-0 before I even sat down. And I'm not
kidding.
By the time I got done doing stuff and whatnot, turned the game on, it was literally I was watching the ball go over the fence. And then I texted Ryan Lefevre and I said, you weren't that excited about that Nationals Grand Slam.
Yeah, I'd say miss, man. Missed opportunity yet again. It feels like they've gotten themselves in this position where you've said, you know, move forward one more step and they're back.
Right. And go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's kind of getting exhausting being sucked back into this. So I'm waiting for them to really kind of push through and get on a streak here.
Right. Yeah. They've got to do that. You got the White Sox now. Okay.
Let's go.
And then you've got the Rangers for 4 games. Okay.
At home.
They've blown a lot of games out. I think they're the second leading team in bullpen blown losses this year. So the White Sox and the Rangers are coming in. You got an opportunity late in the innings against these teams to knock their bullpens around. But you got to take care of business. And I keep saying that, and I sound like a broken record.
No, yeah.
But sitting a game below 500, yeah.
If you win 5 out of 7, 2 games above 500.
Right.
That's what it would get you.
Yep.
Win 5 out of 7. Would love to see that this next week for the Royals.
We're getting too late into the season, Mac, to give these things back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Losing to the Nationals, it's unacceptable.
Us having this conversation with 80 or 90 games left is one thing.
Yeah.
Here we are a month or so later. It's the same conversation.
Right.
Taylor Swift, she was on New Heights yesterday.
I'm a fan of athletics and the sports.
She's a fan of athletics and the sports, man. You can tell she knows her football. One word on yesterday's episode.
Beautiful.
Mm.
That's the word I'll use. It was beautiful to watch that episode yesterday.
Yep.
To watch the love, the genuine
love.
That
was my word, love.
That they have for each other. It's unique.
It's great. It's amazing. You cannot fake that.
Wow. I mean, that's like a love that, like,
genuine.
You and Hannah have for each other.
Yeah,
right?
It's very genuine.
Yeah.
Yes. Rip on each other, but you smile at one another like you did the first time you saw him.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of my wife and I, too.
Yes.
Like, we give each other the business, but at the end of the day, like, I found
do
the right
anything
person.
For that person.
You support them. You love them. And
root them on.
Yeah, they're two cheerleaders for each other.
They are.
I mean, that's so cool.
I love it.
And people probably think, why does Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce need cheerleaders? Everybody needs that. Everybody needs that person in their life. That is their biggest fan.
100%. No, I always...
I have Billy Coons.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
No, I always just say love you to Hannah before I leave. She's just like still sleeping or whatever. And
drooling, breath stinks.
Exactly.
But
yes.
Right.
Yes,
but you do it. Yeah.
But I do. But today, I bring that up today because it was just kind of an example of that for Hannah. She's eyes are closed. Just you and Bob today. Yeah, just me and Bob. Do good. Love you. I was, you know, just that little thing
That's
means
cool.
a lot. It's
yeah.
very cool.
Yeah.
You know, she knows, you know, hey, you're going to be on the air more. You know, go kill it. You're awesome. Love you. That sort of thing. It's cool.
Yeah, young love is neat because old love, my wife puts on Facebook today, my entire world is in this car driving to school, and it's my two daughters. I'm like, the hell am I?
Hey, Bob's sitting here. What the hell?
I mean, come on.
That's an idiot.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's amazing.
I'm like, can you believe she did that? My entire world is
my
in this car
life.
Driving to school today, and I'm like, hello, McFly.
Chopped liver over there.
Yeah.
All right. One word, Bob. He said the quiet part out loud, did Jerry Jones yesterday, and you've said this for a minute. There's a little bit of the audio that gets a little wary. I'll translate when we get back here.
Oh, we got to translate Jerry Jones.
Translate
old man, well, yelling clouds.
There's too much noise going on in one part of the quote, but I'll translate.
Well, I do believe if we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. The beautiful thing for networks streaming companies is that the NFL is a 365-day-a-year interest factor. A lot of programming, you have to spend as much to make it, to promote it, as you do to make it. The Cowboys are a soap opera 365 days.
The streaming will begin
when it gets slow. I'll start.
Please take your seats.
And so it is, it's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players, but there's something more there. There's sizzle, there's emotion, and if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff in terms of keeping and having people's attention.
I just fell in love with Jerry Jones.
Damn it. I should have never played that.
Because he's right. I've been saying this for years.
Yep.
The soap opera off the field is better than the soap opera on the field. And when it gets slow, what does Jerry Jones do? Fights with Micah Parsons in public.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Parson.
Michael Parson. Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. So this is all part of the plan.
This guy's very calculated. Yep, I said last week that I thought it was just, oh, he's being old, he's forgetting things, there may be some of that there, but this guy's calculated. Everything he does is pretty calculated. There's a reason for it.
Yeah, and he gets it. He looks around, he reads the room and says, baseball's on a heater right now. All right, let me start a fight with my star player and get everybody talking about us.
So, Cowboys.
So the one word is genius, because Jerry Jones is a marketing genius. He sucks as a football guy, as a general manager. Terrible. Awful. Results speak. But yeah. What he doesn't suck at, and what he's probably the best of all time at in professional sports, other than maybe Bill Veeck, is marketing and being in the limelight and keeping your team relevant and keeping your fans on the edge of the seat like they've got a good product to root for every single year and to get everybody going back to that stadium and then go 9-8. And I mean, but that's what it's about. And that's how Jerry Jones kind of lives this thing. Now, deep down, does he want to win a Super Bowl? You bet he wants to win a Super Bowl. No question about it. But he loves the pizzazz, the star power, the ability to stir the pot. The man legitimately said it. When it gets slow, I stir it up.
Yeah, no, that's when everybody take your seats. He was saying, when it gets slow, I stir it up. It's exactly what he said. Yeah, yep. That was one of the best parts of that quote. One word on Odell Beckham Jr. wanting back in the NFL. Apparently teams are interested.
Yeah, laughable.
Washed.
Yeah, like seriously. Yeah. I don't know, Carrington, I don't know, Beckham Jr. is what? No, he is.
He is actually washed.
I mean, seriously, like if you're down that kind of road and you're thinking about Odell Beckham Jr., don't even play
that's
the season.
Rough. Yeah, exactly. If that's going to help you, then there's no point in playing.
Yeah, he's the guy in the NFL we just can't quit.
I don't know why. Yeah, he was fun. Well, he was breathtaking those first four seasons, but that was 10 years ago, and the last time he was relevant was that Rams-Bengals Super Bowl. What was that, 2021?
Yeah.
2020. Yeah, it's been 4 years, man.
It's been a while.
And two surgeries since. So, yeah.
He's done. And there's no reason to continue to, you know, have that charade out there like Odell Beckham Jr. Like, somebody's going to sign him, and then that fan base is going to lose their minds and think they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then Odell Beckham Jr. is going to do nothing.
Nothing.
You know, he's too old to play in this league right now. His first three, you said first four, his first 3 years, I mean, that guy was on pace to be the greatest of all time.
Yes,
and then got injured. Yep. And that's what happens in sports.
Got hurt and chose money.
Yeah.
To be fair, he chose me. He went to the Browns. Like he did.
Well, he got traded to the Browns.
That's true. You're right. He did get traded there.
He got traded to the Browns. And but it was all over money.
And his dad got him out.
Yep. It was all about the money. And since he left the Giants, he hasn't been much of anything really in the NFL. So there it is. Injuries suck and they end careers really, really fast. Coming up, we play the latest edition of Smash or Pass and give you the opportunity to win $50 from Booth Creek Wagyu. KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. We give you an opportunity to win that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Thursday on 96.5, The Fan. Dusty is out today. He is playing golf. We got him on a Carnoustie over in Scotland, so he's taking the company jet over to Carnoustie. He's playing a round of golf. I think he left after the show yesterday. He's going to play a round over there, some media deal they got going on to promote golf overseas, and they wanted to do it with some Odyssey people to get the word out there, and so Dusty's the golfer. He got the opportunity to go, so he's playing Carnoustie today, probably finishing up already with the 6-7 hour time difference over there.
I know that I'm hard.
He's flying back, and then we'll be back tomorrow, which, again, dumb on his part to not take Thursday and Friday off, but, hey, you know, here we sit, and so he'll be back tomorrow, jet-lagged, I'm sure, after getting the opportunity to play a little bit of golf over at Carnoustie. It is time to do Smash or Pass, but before we do that, guys, we're going to give you an opportunity to win a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. When you hear this sounder...
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
All right, so when you hear that, be caller number 13 in honor of Taylor and Travis from last night. Be caller number 13 to 913-586-7965, and you will win that gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu when you're caller number 13. What do we have for Smash or Pass today, my friend?
Well, we got a few things in there. I put some new links in there, but let's start with that one at the top. This is an interesting photo from a visual perspective.
Yes.
But just let's talk about the food. Icing inside of the toaster strudel.
Well, I'm smashing that because I'm an icing guy.
You're a big icing guy.
Yeah.
This looks like melted icing, though, and it looks all like – it looks nice. It looks better than the sweet
– Oh, really? See, from your perspective, I would say that would make me throw up if I saw that picture.
Really?
Yeah. They basically took the toaster strudel, like created like a pocket, opened it up,
yes.
Icing all inside with the red around the side with the icing in the middle. It looks like a big blob of icing in the center of this. See, I would think you would pass on that.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Maybe I should pass on that. It just looks good from the crispiness on the outside to the gooey sweetness from the icing. But you're right. That's probably too much icing for me. So you're probably right. I'd probably have to pass.
Yeah, you would pass, but I would smash that.
Yeah, you would smash that for sure. I think that picture again.
Yeah.
Very funny. Smash or pass. I got to put this pasta up there. It looks like some what are those, twisty noodles?
Yeah, like rigatoni. Not rigatoni, but twisty tonies.
Yeah, the twisty tonies. Yeah. And this looks like just some sausage in there.
Looks really good.
Yeah.
Like a red sauce with like sliced sausage and some pasta. It looks like it has a little bit of heat to it as
yes,
well.
Yes, they got some
like
red pepper.
Like a Diablo pasta style.
Yeah,
pasta
yeah.
thing, right? We'll get Jasper to make that one day for us.
It's like
corkscrew noodles with sliced sausage. They grilled the sausage, tossed it in. It looks like it's almost in a barbecue sauce glaze on top
of
the pasta. And I've never barbecue sauced my pasta like this picture looks like it is, but it kind of looks like it's got a little stickiness to it, you know?
Like a little glaze almost, rather than like a sauce.
Yes.
It just looks juicy.
It looks really good. Yeah, it looks awesome.
This could be like, you said barbecue sauce, now I'm thinking I haven't tried this renowned Japanese barbecue sauce that you and Dusty always talk about.
The Japanese barbecue sauce is phenomenal. They got like four or five different flavors. Find it at Hy-Vee. It's right there, kind of by the soy sauces and stuff like that. You know, the Asian food section right there in your Hy-Vee, and it's easy to find, and it gives so much flavor to stuff, man. It's so good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it. Is it got a kick or is it just?
No, it's different flavors. They got a miso. They got a sweet. They got a regular. They got,
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, damn. Yeah, I have to give that a shot. All right, moving down the line here. I don't even know really what the first picture is. Let's go to the second picture of. These are Oreos covered, not just dusted, covered in Flamin' Hot Cheeto powder.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'm going to pass on that. I'm not a big Cheeto guy with the residue that it leaves on the fingers and whatnot. And Oreos are really good by themselves.
They're
so
great.
I'm going to pass on that. I'm sure it tastes wonderful, but almost what it looks like is they took the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Doritos, whatever they are, took a rolling pin, beat the hell out of the bag, created this dust, dunked the Oreos into like an egg wash, then rolled them in the Flamin' Hot Cheetos and fried them maybe.
Yeah, I think that, and then probably fried them. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think I'm going to smash this. I'm going to give this a shot because I just need to try it. I just need to see this is a salty sweet, but this is like a hot, spicy, salty sweet thing that we're trying for. I don't know. My sister would love this. She's obsessed with Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and she loves Oreos, so she would smash the hell out of this.
Okay.
And
the other one is a peanut butter pickle sandwich.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what I thought it was. Yes, peanut butter pickle sandwich. What do you
think? I mean, I'm guessing no.
Absolutely
I'm not pregnant.
No. this is disgusting. And I've heard that people actually like this.
Yeah.
I don't get this. I'm not a pickle guy either. I don't know about you.
No, I am certain kinds of pickles from like Katz's Deli in New York. I like half sour pickles. You know, I'll eat pickles, but if you give me like a half sour, phenomenal. I love that kind of pickle. You know, just a regular pickle sandwich with peanut butter, I'm out on.
No.
Yeah.
I would probably like what you just said. I like pickles by themselves, but if you add, like, on my burger, on my sandwich, nope. Don't want any, no pickles.
Okay.
All the time. I don't know why. It's always been that way. And I know what your answer is on this.
Not a chance.
Biscuits and gravy lollipop.
Okay, you got to explain this one because it's quite the production, I will say.
Yeah.
And it's really thought creative, you know, like they did a really good job of coming up with this, but it's not my thing. I'm not going to eat it.
So they get the biscuit on the lollipop and put it on sausage. But before that, inside the biscuit is what looks to be meat and eggs wrapped under the biscuit. And then they dip it in the gravy all on a lollipop.
Yeah, all on like a stick.
All on the little stick that you have lollipops
on.
Yeah.
So what they did is they took raw sausage, shoved the tongue depressor in it,
yep,
basically,
yep,
wrapped it in the biscuit, baked it, I guess, cooked it all up, and they're using it as a dipping thing. I mean, it's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Me and Dusty would be all over this.
Yeah, B-Dub would be loving this. He's like,
really?
Hey, they need to serve that at Quick Trip, man.
Oh, yeah. I saw that he was really excited about that.
I like B-Dub be all over this. Biscuits and gravy, lollipops, you're telling me? I'm in.
So yeah, I saw that he smashed that.
Yeah, he would smash this too. And this looks really good. I'm just not a biscuits and gravy guy.
You're not a biscuits and gravy guy, which you never told me the first time we really hung out. We went out to breakfast to kind of get to know each other.
Yeah.
I'm destroying biscuits and gravy right in front of you. Little I know you're probably judging the hell out of me, but it's what it is.
No, it's fine.
From the text line, 816 said, absolutely smash the PB and pickle.
Okay. I'm sure some people love that combination.
Yeah.
Right? It's not out there because people hate it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. Well, don't make a matter of taste, matter of fact. So.
Yeah.
Bob, serious question. Does Kansas not have school buses? Why do all these parents drop their kids off?
Well, because they charge for school buses.
Yep. Yep. People. Hannah didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's different to different states, right?
Yeah,
some
yeah.
states don't. Some
or different
states do.
Districts,
different
you know?
Districts even. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they charge.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
So, yeah, people like the biscuit,
people
right?
like the
yeah.
biscuit.
Wine more biscuit, Chin.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, be caller number 13 to 913-586-7965, and you will win that gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. You want to get that now, so dial 913-586-7965. Caller number 13 will win that prize. Coming up, the biggest challenge for the Chiefs. We'll tell you what it is, and you're going to say, that's awesome. Next.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.